On a 3.5-acre plot of grassy land in West County, about 20 rescue dogs greet visitors to their temporary home. They're among the first dogs to be rescued from impoverished areas in Mexico and the Central Valley at Metopia, Compassion Without Borders' new dog rescue facility. One of them, a medium-sized caramel-colored female, is curious and lively.
Her name's Chana, and she is from Mexico.
That's Blair Barrent, a vet tech with Compassion Without Borders. She says Chana was in bad shape when she first came to the facility a few months ago.
Her eye had come out of its socket, and so they had to remove it. And she also had some broken teeth on that same side, as well as a hole in her palate.
But now, after multiple surgeries, recovery time, and some extra loving, Chana is ready to be adopted.
She is an amazing dog in general. When she came, she was a little shy, obviously, for obvious reasons, but she's actually come out of her shell beautifully. You can see, like, when today, just meeting everybody, she's been really good about greeting everybody, and she really just has a great personality.
Chana's rescue story, as well as many other dogs, was made possible through a collaboration between Compassion Without Borders and the Center for Animal Protection and Education, or CAPE. The Santa Cruz-based animal rescue group gifted $750,000 to buy the former dog boarding site last year. Here's CAPE's executive director, J.P. Novick.
We just knew that by having a facility up here that they could manage and run, that it just felt like the right thing to do.
Novick says thanks should also go to the recently deceased Lisa Landley, a Marin County dog lover and rescue advocate. Her trust left a generous bequest to CAPE. Novick says Metopia is the best way to honor her legacy.
And I think we did it. I think by collaborating and partnering with Compassion Without Borders, we're going to be able to save a lot more lives.
Executive Director of Compassion Without Borders, Christy Kambler, says she's been wanting to open a space like this since she began airlifting dogs out of Mexico City 15 years ago. Kambler says Metopia will provide a safe place for many more dogs to recover from the terrible conditions they were living in.
More often than not, they're mangy, they have skin infections, they're very thin, they oftentimes have old broken bones from who knows what. So many animals are hit by cars down there. And then there's a lot of animals that have been physically abused. So all of their health problems are fixable, but they need time, veterinary care, love, and just a little bit of space to recover. So that's why this is such a true gift for those animals.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.